air. Hey, this is Fair One with Tommy Pope and usually Shane Gillis. Shane is not here today, and we're all sad about it. But we have my one of my aces here. No, don't be fucking sorry. Don't start like that. This is a very positive thing.
Be here. Big shoes to fill.
It is a big shoe. And you're from the same area. You're from the same fucking haystack.
Yeah, it's probably shoes that we bought too big because we thought we were going to have to grow into them.
Yeah.
We never did.
Or they were your dad's. Not yours. Yours is dead.
My dad died. He's dead.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine, dude.
Yeah, I didn't think that was
good. Didn't do it.
Yeah. Dude, so you just...
No, it's like really how I like to start anything I do.
I told you.
No, it's cool.
I fucking warned you. Who knows how it's going to start? I didn't mean to... I wasn't thinking like bring up his dead dad.
No, I like to start things. Yeah. Most like I went on this job interview and just brought it out. Like my dad's dead. That's the thing I like to start. People get them on my side.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Shane, myself and also McKeever always talked about like starting stand-up comedy sets with just burying yourself. And it's not like it's not purposeful. I think I just have this, and I guess they also have this innate energy that's just like say something fucking dumb.
Yeah.
And have 85% of the crowd absolutely despise you, and then see if you can get out. And
I've actually figured out how to do that,
even when you're
general.
Not.
Yeah. I do that about 30% of the time.
Well, that's why I wish my dad was dead, because I could at least be like, guys, take it easy. My dad's
dead. You get out of a lot of situations just having. I'm not going to say it's a crutch.
Yeah. I'm going to put my glasses on so I can see this.
Sorry, Mom, if you're listening.
She's not listening.
He's a great man.
Yeah, this is a desolate environment, and it's kind of nice. You're not used to this. There's usually three meat bags, usually hefty little fucking roly-poly men on that couch, crushing that cushion, and just big, hairy, sweaty fucking meat bags.
Yeah, just for... What, for you?
Yeah,
for
I guess. Thanks, though. Thanks, Tyler. I know what you're saying right now. Look how empty and, oh, man, it's so...
Well, you've made me feel welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Bringing up my dad and then just mentioning how you wish there's more people.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be here.
No, thanks. Thank you for coming, Tyler. One of my best friends. You are legitimately hilarious, and we're going to get into some stories, but I'm gonna tell you why I have soft hair today first.
You were saying earlier that you this is the first day you didn't put product.
This is the first day I haven't.
You have always product hair.
Yeah.
Like look, like in my hair, I have this stuff going on.
Yeah, that's how Shane's hair is. Yeah, it's yeah.
Where did you learn how to look like you look?
I don't know, throwing touchdowns.
That's how.
Yeah, up until I was like 18. And it's just your hair starts to shift and take care of itself.
The helmet.
Yeah, when you're just fingering in parking lots.
Yeah, so you did the most, like taking the helmet off.
When you're doing this, like, oh,
I got
another
you.
One.
Nice.
Your hair goes up because it's protecting, you're trying to stay away from doing this. Touchdown hands. So your hair goes up and takes care of itself.
I wasn't throwing touchdowns.
Yeah. No, the truth is I've been a huge pussy in terms of, like, I want to make sure I always look good. And I put on coconut oil in my face at night before I go to bed now. It's a new thing. I take care of it. I put moisturizer on three times a day.
Okay.
You can't feel bad about that, Tommy.
I'm not.
Because you're a fish, you know?
You're an actor
in commercials and stuff.
Yeah, let me tell you something. I'm absolutely not. But I beat the fuck out of my insides, and I'm an animal elsewhere. So I go, you know what? Take care of your skin.
Yeah. Like, if it was me, like, I'd put coconut oil on my face three times a day. I do it. And like, why are you doing that, man? You don't
need... You have great skin.
Really?
You have no wrinkles. Yeah, you got a face like an Asian. You know? You got that fucking, that pirate.
Get it from my dad. He's dead.
He's hairless now. It all fell out. Sorry. How long has your dad been dead?
I don't
don't count. You don't have a ticker like a sobriety ticker.
I'll have a chip.
Just, every year you update your chip. Imagine going to like a jeweler going, it's 16 now, 16. Bob.
Well, we ran out of that chip, so.
I'll see you in 2 years.
Well, after 10, nobody cares anymore. Dead.
Oh,
I think it's over 10. It's like, I don't know, 10 or 11 years.
Yeah, but you're still doing that classic. Your father was like a local legend from. So Tyler is from, like I said, the boondocks, like Shane is. And your father was a legendary basketball coach.
Coach, and Shane's dad was a football coach, right?
Yeah. At least that's, you know, what he, that's what he looks like. I don't know. I don't know if he's ever coached it down in his life. He looks like he won eight Super
Bowls. From the bleachers.
Yeah, you yell faggot enough, it's you're like, are you a coach? Should you have a whistle on your neck?
No, my dad was actually, it's crazy. He was the head coach of the rival high school in basketball.
Oh, that's right.
I played, we played against each other
yeah.
twice here, and it was a nightmare for my family.
God. Like leading
mom,
up to it?
Yeah, yeah.
How many weeks?
The whole time. We wouldn't talk. And I remember the first time we played each other, you know, there's scouting reports. You do like a scouting report, and I got started, and the first play of the game, I made a three-pointer in the corner right in front of his
say,
bench.
I guarantee you're fucking three.
Yeah, I can't. I have no slow feet, dude. No
yeah,
D.
Yeah.
Yeah, shooting guard, emphasis on the shooting, not on the guarding. I made a three in front of his bench, and I ran back. I'm feeling good. Just made the first points of the game, and I hear my dad's voice screaming, get him out, get him out. And he like, removed the kid that was guarding me out of the game, and I hear him yelling, he doesn't shoot again.
Oh,
he doesn't
God.
Shoot again.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, man, that's the coldest shit I've ever heard in my yeah. life. That's my dad, and he wants me to never score again in this game.
How did it end up that you went to the rival high school of?
Well,
wouldn't your father kind of negotiate you going to the school he was coaching?
He would have never. It would have been on the news.
Really?
If he was my coach, like we worked out in the
yeah.
I don't know who would have done it.
Yeah,
who would have led it? But we'd have both been dead.
Fuck.
But. The truth is, he got the head coaching job at my high school, like when I was a freshman, and they took it back from him because somebody on the PTA's husband wanted to be the coach. So it was like
small town shit.
It's the most political thing. So he like wanted to beat us all the time, and I just happened to be on the team.
So what would happen if you guys won that game?
We I think we split. Yeah, we won that game, but he beat us other times. And it was the worst. Like, it's probably why I do comedy, you know?
Yeah. What about your brother?
Do you yeah, play I mean,
sports? Yeah, is he alive?
Yeah. He played sports. He wasn't, he didn't really play too much. He was on the team, though. Yeah. He's going to hate this.
Yeah. He's not going to see this either. Yeah. No one watches. Only these guys watch. It's only two guys. We got two viewers.
Sorry, we weren't paying attention. What?
Yeah. My dad's dead.
Dude, that's, I mean.
It's crazy. It was crazy.
That is crazy.
But you played for your dad football, right? Pop Warner stuff?
But only the last year because I had two older brothers. So
you didn't
coached.
Have a tough relationship?
Yeah, because I was a quarterback. So, like, it was tough hearing, you know, your dad says something. You know, it's like.
Oh, they're way harder on you.
Oh, and also, like, you don't respect what they're saying because
right.
like, you've seen
yeah.
them at their worst and they've seen you
yeah, yeah.
So even like, when you're
your
great,
dick out, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. I called my dad. Yeah, I called my dad eat my mom.
Caught him?
Yeah, I caught him. I think I did tell this story, yeah, where he was like in that ghost position.
Did you see it or did
I brought
you
watch? It up to him. No, I just broke open the door and I, my mom was like.
How long did you?
For the first time ever, my mom was like in the middle of the mattress and it was like a full king. Like, mom Dukes doesn't go anywhere beyond like the little, like the bread crust.
You like had your outside. Notebook out. Like, dude, that's a good move right
Yeah, and she's like on her back. You know, like a fucking, like an old.
Did you talk about it?
Was yeah,
it,
I told my dad like.
He didn't see you see them
3 years ago. Well, they knew. Yeah, they knew what was going on. Okay. And they just acted like, you know, my mom was like, stay asleep. And my dad looked like he got hit by a bus on the street and they just put like a blanket over him. So it was just like the outline of him eating pussy. And my mom was just like this on her back.
Like, they sleep weird.
It took me years to figure out what the fuck. Why were they?
Oh, so you didn't?
I was six or seven.
Oh, okay, okay.
No idea.
You didn't walk in like I saw my parents like knowing.
Oh kind of. No, no. I've heard them. I didn't. Like when I was an adult, like beyond 13 years old, I didn't see my parents fucking. No, because they don't anymore. They
right.
they hate. They despise one another. I mean, they're friends, but good lord, my dad would fuck a blender before my mom, 100%.
Wait, so you saw your dad? Are you sure your imagination wasn't playing tricks?
I am 100%. I would take a lie detector test with a shotgun in my mouth. He was just eating box, just because it was unless he drug her to the middle of the bed, and
why his hands were he was doing something crazy?
Yeah, because he made a move when the doors
Oh.
Tried to open, so he tried to skedaddle like a fucking army sniper, and then
he tried to.
It was too late because the I guess the door opening shed light on the whole situation, and he was just like, "If I don't move, yeah, I can blend in with the surroundings." Yeah.
He tried to army crawl his way out of it.
Yeah, you look like a soft pillow top. Doesn't look like you're eating pussy. You know what they teach you in the army?
Yeah, for sure.
The old pussy sniper.
You were an athlete back in the day, though.
Damn right. Thanks for bringing that up.
Current too.
Yeah, that's I think one thing about you,
we lived together. I don't know if the
they don't know that. Tyler and I lived together.
And I remember you told me you wanted to get in shape, right? You were in shape, first of all. Like, Tommy did this thing, like, I was single, and I was like, I wanted girl advice.
Yeah.
And I asked you what I should do, because you did well with the girls, and you said, just be you. And I'm like, I can't. I got to compete with people that are you. I can't just be.
Well, maybe it's because I already knew you. I know what you have to offer.
No.
You know what I mean? That's a compliment.
It is a compliment, but you are somebody that can just be you.
Does this have something to do with athletics?
Yeah. Well, you wanted to get in shape, and I swear to God, you did push-ups for like 2 days, and you were just swollen up.
Yeah.
Like, it's like genetics or something.
It's genetics, but it's also muscle memory from years of playing sports. You're training for nothing. I mean, like, outside of the muscle memory.
Yeah.
Later in life, I'm glad that was the case, but we were on the field or the court every single season.
What did you play?
Back to back to back. Baseball, basketball, football. Every single season.
In the Catholic League in Philly.
Yeah. Well, it was public for 6 years and then Catholic all the way to college.
We have a picture of Tommy giving dating advice.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you just stop our conversation for this?
Yeah, I did.
Holy fuck.
You telling anybody just to be yourself. It's like, you don't understand, bro. We ugly. We don't do it.
He won't even like be in the same room as me.
Tell the best story that time frame that we lived together.
Best story.
In the bus. Yeah, the fucking dude with the check.
Oh, my God.
It's the saddest and most wonderful story.
It's like the craziest story of my life.
I also don't think it's real. And I was there.
You were there.
If you told me this, I wouldn't believe
it. That's why I'm so happy that you were there. And I had to remind you.
Yeah. Well, I didn't remember the
details. It blows my mind.
Because it wasn't me.
It's like the thing that I wake up to in the middle of the night. Yeah, like, absolutely. I cannot believe.
So, also, Carrie will tell you that I have the worst wet brain. And I did a little research on this. You need trauma for it to place a hard stamp in your memory.
Really?
Typically. I specifically, but
okay.
You need to either be like, it's like when you're in a moment of like getting your, you know, getting punched or seeing someone violently injured or something
seeing
sexual
your daddy,
or
your mom's
pussy. Or yeah. See, that was a very
traumatic
and severe situation. I'll never forget that outline.
You wouldn't change a thing.
No. So this is why I wasn't really.
There was no trauma.
Yeah, but it was extremely unique. But for you, it's kind of traumatic. I mean, that's just a strange fucking scenario. Tell us.
Weird. Something. So I was. There's this place that we do shows, Arts Quest, which I got paid in with a check, and I put it in my backpack, and I forgot about it. I'll be honest with you, I'm shitty with stuff, and I lost the check. Ordered a new one, got a new check, forgot about it. Out of my mind.
Yeah.
So
that's actually how I would describe your personality.
Right.
Putting
in
a backpack and
just that's it. Yeah. Everything I do goes in the backpack. And if I see it again, it was meant to be.
Yeah.
Like months later. Like I'm saying it's probably 3 or 4 months later. Me and Tommy are in line waiting on a bus to go back to our apartment at Port Authority.
Yeah, 1:23.
Like 1 AM.
Yeah.
Right. And this man taps me on the shoulder and says, "Are you Tyler Rothrock?" And we're like, "Let's get the fuck out of here. This is going to go bad. Why would he know?" He's like, "Do you do comedy?" I'm like, "This is even weirder." So he goes, "I have your check." And I'm like, "Dude, what are you talking about?" He's like, "Yeah, I have your check. I was riding my bike in Hoboken," which is like 2 miles from where we live.
Yeah, it's nowhere near it.
And he's like, "The wind gusted and this paper hit me on the chest." And I looked and it was a check. And I thought, I just took it. I held on to it. Maybe I'll see this person. But I thought, there's no way I'll see this person. This is New York fucking city. Why would I see him? So I ripped up the check and I threw it away. But then after a while, I start feeling bad. I gotta find this guy. So he taped the check back together and put it on his bulletin board like a psycho. like a psychopath. And he Googled my name, saw this shitty video of probably me doing some open mic in Harrisburg, and recognized me from that video.
Oh my God. And then in
the coincidence of me being in line with him, us being in line with him at Port Authority.
Fuck.
It's unbelievable to me.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And then what's more unbelievable, you forgot that this happened.
Yes, I did.
The biggest needle in the haystack you can possibly imagine. A man found my check and then found me in line. And you're like, yeah, dude, that happened without me. I was there? It blows my mind.
Maybe it's just me being selfish because I wasn't involved. You know what I mean?
You were involved because you were so mad because the guy happened to also be a stand-up comic like everybody else in the world. Yeah. And he talked to you about comedy for the whole bus.
That's probably why.
Yeah.
He probably spilled it out of my memory.
That should have been a traumatic experience.
Yeah. He's gay.
He was talking to you about open mics and you're trying to pawn him off on music. Tyler knows more about open mics than me. He's like, I got to text people.
I did Luis J. Gomez's real ass podcast today. And like it, the conversation was brought up like about stand-up comedy, and
that's a great conversation.
This girl to the left who was just starting 3 years in, I was like, God, stand-up comedy sucks.
Yeah,
like, can you imagine just spending your night every night just going out and hanging out with sober,
yeah,
fucking comics.
Everybody's sober in it.
Everybody's sober.
It's weird.
God, it's so fucking weird, and it's also not interesting. Like, just being sober. I mean, like, just comedy.
Have you ever done? What's your last stint of sobriety? Like, you dry out forever?
No.
You never do like a month dry out?
No. No.
Could you do it?
Yeah. Yeah. Addiction's a choice. You want to put money on it?
I'll bet you.
How
you
much?
Well, let's do it like.
Not money?
No, let's do money, but let's wait for like a year to do it. Because like, I think it's going to be the fun drinking months. They're coming.
Wait. So what's not fun about tonight? I'm drinking.
Well, yeah, but the warmer months are more fun to.
I disagree.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
You're not a day drinker?
You got to navigate through many more assholes.
Man, we're going to have to.
Day drinking's fun.
Day drinking.
March Madness is coming up.
Yeah.
That's a lot of day drinking.
And betting.
Yeah. I don't know if BetDSI is one of our guys still, but yeah, we got some stuff for you.
A little parlay action.
I think the most I've done in the past few months was like 3 days off, 2 days off.
I dry out. I did.
It's a dry out.
I tried to do all of January dry out. I made it to like the 24th.
Then why wouldn't you just wait? Was it a big event?
No.
Also, all that's bullshit. It's just like juice cleanses.
It's bullshit. Not.
You go to the gym, cleans out your whole system. Today I went to Equinox. You ever been to Equinox?
No.
Gomez signed me in for Equinox, and that's why my hair's all fluffy and no product. Unfucking believable. I did a hot steam. Do you know what the Equinox is?
No.
It's like.
You go to Planet Fitness once at like.
Oh my God. I go to New York Sports Club. Planet Fitness is fucking. That is.
The Kmart?
That's Iraq. Yeah.
Iraq.
And then New York Sports Club is like. I don't know.
What about the Y?
The Y is like New Zealand a week ago. So I went to Equinox, and Lewis tried to warn me. He's like, yeah, he pays like $250 a month or something. Dude, it's a hotel.
Can you live there?
I busted his balls relentlessly on air. And he's like, all right, you want to go for a steam afterwards? And I was like, yeah, I'll go for a fucking steam. What's a steam? I've been to a sauna, a dry sauna. He's like, it's a wet sauna. You have no idea. I was like, okay.
Sounds gross.
I have videos. I'll show you videos after we're done.
Okay.
The parameters of the showers, the private restrooms, and the sauna are larger than my New York Sports Club. There's three floors. Everything's pristine.
Yeah,
when you go on the when you go on the treadmill, you can select your location, and it's visually like I took a mile and a half run through Tibet. The streets of Tibet.
You can pick what predator you're gonna run from.
No, it's a live feed, and you get to see like strangers from other parts of the world.
They're also running.
You log in, yeah, and you're like you catch up on fucking Carl from New Zealand. I don't know, Great Britain. I don't keep beating up New Zealand.
Oh, man.
But it changed my life, dude. And look, I've done, you know, I sold a show. I've been on red carpets. I've had some
on the bus back to Port Authority with me.
I've also been on on your couch for 3 months.
Yeah.
But like all of my accolades in this industry thus far have not even come close to how motivated I was
really
to want to do better, to have this access on a daily basis.
Really?
I went in the steam room and I couldn't breathe at first. I started like almost having a panic attack because the heat is so intense.
Yeah.
And it's wet heat. So when I tried to breathe through my nose, it burned.
Yeah, yeah. No, it sounds...
I couldn't... And then I
What was good about it?
Once you got past that...
Once you survived?
Great question. When I left, and they have, like, disposable razors and all this, like, great Kiehl's, like, hand and face lotions. Just things that when you're a real pussy, you really start to...
Yeah, what did you just ran and then went into a hot
room? No, I did
room?
All the normal like weights and stuff.
$50 a month, Tommy. This is expensive.
I know. I'm just saying if you had like a regular job that you didn't want to.
What regular job can you afford $250 a month? Like that doesn't even like register with me.
Well, it's because
people make
it's because you know, people have lives. They don't do what we do.
Like I can't imagine
if you
a world
made
where
six
you could
figures a year, you could easily.
Yeah, but you're also probably I mean, you probably have to pay like a lot in rent.
Well, how much do you pay for your car? $300.
Yeah.
There you go. Trade
yeah,
that
it's
piece
a
of
car.
Shit in. Trade it in and go to this Equinox.
I'm not going to run at the Equinox. I got to run everywhere. I'm going to have real people fucking next to me running.
You go to the gym?
I go to the gym once in a while. Yeah.
Well, that's why I can't spew this fucking passion at somebody that doesn't really go to the gym.
The gym. But yeah, but the gym. I think the gym. Like, you have to have, like, the smell and, like, the dirty, rusty weights.
Yeah, this is so amazing.
There's no, like, old dude dong whipping around in this?
No, because there is a nostalgia to that filth, and I get it.
Yeah,
get it. But that's only because you're still in the filth. And this is
immature.
Gomez, like, I'm going to have a hard time going back to New York Sports Club. I really am.
Isn't that an upgrade from Planet Fitness?
100%. Different world.
It's a gym.
No, don't do that. I did that earlier today.
It's a gym, Tommy.
No,
you go there, you sweat, and you leave. You don't need to be like pampered and like made to feel like a king.
That's not why I go to. I go to the gym to cleanse my mind emotionally and spiritually.
The gym?
Yeah, because I don't.
You're running next to people from all over the world. Cleanses your mind.
Yes, I don't have access to a doctor, and I don't take honestly.
Do you talk to him? Like, hey, man.
No, because it,
like in your country,
release of endorphins and getting your body moving, it cleanses your depression.
No, I get that. I get that.
So you'd be happier if you ran every day.
I do. But I don't need to go to some like palace to do it. I don't have to like take out a loan to.
It doesn't look like a palace. It looks comfortable, but everything is so nice. The
I like
women
that.
Are gorgeous. The
I like
guys
that.
Are hot. It's nice. Everybody around you is like.
I just think if you go to the gym, it's got to be a place where you can't wait to get out.
No,
work hard.
You won't stick around.
I don't want to stick around. Okay, you gotta go.
What gym do you go to? Planet Fitness. Where?
Bethlehem.
Oh Jesus fuck!
It's not bad. They got everything you need.
How is Bethlehem?
It's okay.
Yeah.
They're waiting for the steel to come back.
Yeah, I know.
They think it's coming. That's what I love about Bethlehem, man. They just stayed.
The last time I was in Bethlehem, I was dating this girl, and then my brother steeled her.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, yeah, I know. That's a... I mean, I'd rather have a dead dad. I think.
Me too. Me too. My father was like, my dad was asking when I was going to talk to my brother Brian. My brother Brian.
See the one?
Yeah, his birthday.
Ever.
His birthday was on New Year's Day, and he sent me a message going, "It's your brother's birthday. Why don't you reach out? It might be."
I love how he thought you forgot.
I know.
That you're
exactly.
Like, oh, is it New Year's Day?
And also, he was like, "It might be a good gesture to reach out to him." And I was like, Are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
And
he says there's been none.
No, in fact, I told my dad the next time I'm going to see him will be his funeral. And it's true.
If he
I'm not going to kill him. I'm just like.
What if you die before him?
That's all right. Then maybe he'll have a couple nice words.
So has he reached out to you?
No.
Nothing?
No, he knows better.
Knows better. Why wouldn't he just try to. He hasn't like said, hey, Tommy, I'm sorry.
Not since the first time I talked to him. The first and last time
I
talked to him.
Okay.
Which was months ago.
What about her? Has she?
No.
Nothing.
Nothing. And I haven't reached out to
her. Been like social media blocking or
oh, I blocked everybody.
Everybody?
Yeah. All her family, her mom and her sister and all these yeah.
They did it too. They did.
Everybody's involved, dude.
Accomplices. I get
it. One match, whole house.
Yeah. Somebody should have advised against this.
Yeah, and the fact that my parents are they're okay with it. They went to go visit them in Santa Barbara. Oh my god. It's so ridiculous.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I hear your feelings. I hear your feelings.
No, it hurts.
I hear your feelings.
To be honest with you, it gets to the point where it's like it's. I get maniacal about it. Like it's like my anger for it won't let me get angry because then I just break into like a laughter. Like this is so insane.
Because you're like a crazy person.
Yeah, because I'm the craziest of everyone.
Do you have fantasies about like what, like a run-in?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I told my dad.
Tell me one.
I was I went home for Christmas and Thanksgiving, and I usually don't go home for both. And I told
one of them there.
The first conversation I had with my dad, I was like, Dad, I'm going to fuck him up in front of mom, and I'm going to fuck her in front of you.
In front of your dad?
Yeah, I said that to him, and he was like, all right, why don't we...
He got it, though.
Yeah, he got it. He knew. He saw the visceral anger, yeah.
That's what I love about these things, whereas the therapy and the release is these crazy hypotheticals that your brain lets you have. Because you've got a great imagination, so you can be anywhere.
It's a little, it's bad though, because the imagination starts to bleed into your subconscious, and then I can't sleep.
You know what else is crazy to me? Is that you can create a story about fighting your brother and then having sex with your ex-girlfriend in front of your parents, and you could see that vividly in your head. 100. You've created it. It's like... Yeah.
While they're throwing up.
Right, right. And there's detail.
Yeah.
But you couldn't remember that one time a guy out of nowhere saw, like, found my check. Isn't that weird about the brain?
Not. What are the difference? What's the difference? The trauma. Lack of trauma in your story. Lots of trauma in my
story. It's just still the brain. Like, that's what blows my mind about the human brain.
Yeah.
Don't you wish you could pick what you could remember and what you don't?
Yes, absolutely.
Why don't we should have control over that? It sucks.
You probably do. You
no, because I forgot so much shit.
What's
like,
the most traumatic thing besides your dad dying twice tonight?
The most traumatic thing?
It's ever happened to you. Like, what do you think to...
Honestly, breakups.
Really?
Probably. Well, I had some like I had some deaths and stuff, friends and like I feel bad because in my dad, and I had a girlfriend, and when she broke up with me,
yeah,
I was more sad about that, and I feel guilty about that.
You shouldn't. You shouldn't. It's more impactful to you directly.
Because, like, my dad didn't like, hey, I'm gonna go hang out with these other kids.
Oh, you mean instead
it's more
of
more betrayal? It's
death.
A rejection. Yeah, it all was. Worse.
Yeah.
The breakup was worse than all those things.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Not really. If you what you just said, it's kind of, it's betrayal, rejection, and
rejection,
a death.
Yeah.
And a death. It's a death of a relationship.
Yeah. And that's like a person out there.
Yeah.
Just choosing.
Also, your ex probably would have, you know, cheered for you hitting a three-pointer and not told you to get the fuck out of the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah. But I'm fine.
What side of the bleachers? I imagine like where your mom sat during your high school days. Like
she sat on my side,
like a wedding. Like what? Oh, it was your side?
Yeah, my side.
Yeah. She knew how bad it was hurting you.
It didn't really hurt. It was worse for her.
Yeah,
because it was a nightmare in the house. Like we wouldn't speak.
Yeah,
we couldn't eat meals together.
Oh my God, all of her fucking high school sports.
Yeah, it's stupid.
How insane is that?
Yeah, it didn't matter at all.
Yeah, where are you at with it now? Because you're doing these, you like host his like,
yeah.
Doesn't he have like annual?
Yeah, there's like dinners and stuff, which is I'm fine.
Is he that much of a legend, or is it because he died early?
I think
a little bit of both.
You know, like if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Like he was good, but he was a coach.
Yeah, just
there's no like there's not like a, I mean.
Would you rather him not be a coach and just be a better dad?
He was a fine dad. He was good. I think at all, I wouldn't change anything. Is that fucked up to say?
No, it's not at all. This is nice. This is a very dramatic conversation we have right now. We don't usually get this. You see what's great when we don't have fucking 13 beluga whales on the couch? You get some real feelings.
It's like a one-on-one therapy, you know? No bullshit. Yeah,
who's the therapist, though? That's weird.
Shane would be calling me a pussy by now. But no, this is interesting to me. So like... I feel the same way, a little bit. My dad's alive, that's different.
That's one small difference.
But because, like you asked me, he only coached me 1 year, and the relationship was so different between my brother Brian and him, and my brother Steven and him, than I had, because I was the last one. It's kind of like, yeah, all my coaches were more father figures to me. Because I had one for like 12 years, so I was like, that was like my dad.
Yeah.
And like, I didn't become a friend to him until I was like, 20
to your dad.
Yeah.
I think that's the one thing that sucks is like me and my dad started to become friends.
Ah, yeah.
But I think it's like, I don't have to see him like be old.
Yeah.
You know, and like that, like he's always never, like a legend in my mind.
Right, he never lost his cape. Yeah. I got older and I realized my dad's just a fucking, like, look at this dickhead in the corner holding a pillow. Like that fucking dumb Dego who designed a pillow. That's what my dad's just a, like an aggressive dude with a mustache that I come to find out he's just a guy. He was just a regular guy that everybody, you know.
I think that's a fucking weird lesson that we learn about. Like,
life.
You know how, like, when you're growing up, like, your aunts and uncles, like, you think they're great, like, they're just, like, these amazing people, and then you become an adult, and you're like, they're, like, they're, like, have mental problems.
Mental problems. And I remember Uncle Benny was one guy that I was like, Uncle Benny is the funniest guy I have ever seen in my life. And I would tell all my friends, you got to come see Uncle Benny. My mom was like, don't.
Yeah.
No one's allowed over for, you know, the holidays except for family. And I got older. I was like, oh, Uncle Benny was just a cokehead who literally lost all his front teeth.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought he was just some clown that just was trying to make me laugh.
Yeah.
He was a fucking diabolical.
Is he your real uncle?
Yeah. My dad's brother.
That's what, but
fucking
like,
maniac.
My friends are having kids and stuff, so like they're introducing me as like, oh man, it's Uncle Tyler, and it's like it feels nice, but and like, cause I had an uncle Jim, who was like just my dad's buddy, and he like lived at our house, and I'm like, this is cool. My dad just has his
right.
And like now I'm like,
has friends too.
He just like got kicked out of his house.
Yes.
His wife left him.
Yes.
He needed a place to stay. He's not cool.
Yeah. See, this is also, I kind of like how, like, our generation, you couldn't connect the dots. Like, my wet brain can't connect all the dots, right?
Yeah.
Nowadays, everything's documented. Uh-huh. Right? So you're going to have Facebook conversations. You're going to have pictures. Like, we had Polaroid pictures during, like, birthday parties and shit. Like, if we were 21 years old now, all of our uncles, by the time we're 35, aunts and uncles, we can paste all together like this fucking this collage of serial killers. I'm like, I come from a line of degenerates.
Yeah.
I still have this fun house of like.
Because we're the first generation that documents even shitty things. Like, in our, like, parents' photo albums, every picture is happy.
Yeah, right.
It's like, because, and right before that,
one shot at.
Yeah, they're like, all right, everybody look happy.
Yeah.
Right before that, they were at each other's throats.
Yes.
But now, like, if your aunt starts freaking out drunk at a party, you're like, videoing her.
Yeah, you let your guard down.
Yeah, she's, and you got that documented,
yes,
you know?
Dude. Yes. Fuck. Yes.
I have this story about my aunt. I'm not going to say which one. She probably knows.
Deb?
So, we were like, I'll never forget this. Her son, who is my half cousin, right? We were at a funeral.
Half cousin.
Cool, because my uncle isn't his dad.
So your Step. Aunt's a floozy. Your aunt's loosey goosey. Which is it, Deb?
No, it's Deb. And we were at my grandfather's funeral, and my aunt did something that was crazy, and so. I got in this van with my other cousins, and there was a van, and I didn't look in the back, and I got in, and I ripped my aunt apart. Fuck her, blah, blah, blah.
You didn't know she was there.
The kid was in the back, and he just sat there the whole time for...
Your cousin?
Yeah, for like 4 minutes of, like, clearly about his mom.
Yeah.
And it's never been spoken of to this day.
Why did you start ripping into her?
Because she did something shitty at the funeral.
Like what? Fuck another dude?
She did. She said some stuff about my grandfather.
Oh,
the recently departed.
Yeah,
I shouldn't have said that story.
Why?
Again,
no one's gonna see it. They already forgot about it.
My aunt's gonna see it and be like, "Tyler, I've been meaning to talk to you about this for 10 years."
So, what's your relationship with your family now? Do you have like? I know you're close to your mother.
Your
Mom Dukes is always out at shows.
Yeah, she comes out. It's weird.
She's still dating
No.
No, they broke up?
Yeah.
What was his name again?
Rick.
Rick.
Yeah.
Fucking Rick.
He's a cop, yeah.
Rick the cop.
Rick the cop. They broke up.
Damn. Fuck, how's she doing? Cold bed, huh?
She's out, man. She's out there.
She's out there?
Yeah, she's got like a...
You want a discotheque? Little blue drinks?
I don't know what that lady does. She's having fun.
Yeah. She's a fun time.
She's fun.
Fun gal.
She went to Aruba or Antigua. She's there now, and they left at like 6 a.m. and they were rocking mimosas.
Nice. Sam. Good for her. Good for her.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, getting all diced up in a fucking hot tub. Is it like a cruise or?
Yeah, that's the thing. We don't. We don't know.
Yeah.
I just told my brother. I'm like, hey, mom's away. He's like, really? When'd she get back? I'm like, it's your mom. She's on vacation. I don't even know.
How old is she? I'm just to paint a picture.
I don't know.
She's got to be 60.
50s, 50, okay. Between 50 and 60.
Because you're saying, like, good for her, so I'm, like, trying to picture.
Yeah, good for her. She's going to get, you know, a couple cobwebs knocked loose.
Yeah.
I said that to my mother completely honestly. Completely and honestly. She had Crohn's disease. She has Crohn's disease. And she lost a lot of weight due to Crohn's disease. She looks great. Mm-hmm. And I was like, look, it's no secret. She's not getting knocked around. I was like, go take a shift at the hospital and just get fucking, take one from a doctor, an old night nurse. Just get fucking plowed. She's cute.
Yeah, your mom's a good looking woman.
Yeah, I told her, I said, like, you get struck hard enough, maybe an old license plate will fall out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Old set of car keys.
Yeah, it's like
an old rookie card.
Yeah, what's that movie where he falls and now he can throw? He like breaks his arm and he can throw.
Oh, that little pussy! I hated that movie.
Rookie of the year.
Rookie of the year. God damn, that kid couldn't even throw for real. Like, how do you cast that little pussy? What a pussy that kid was. As a meathead baseball player, I was so upset.
The rest of America enjoyed that movie, and Tommy, his psychopath, was like,
I can't even remember. You get an actor, and he was like, yeah, and they had to make this thing look like it was going 98 miles an hour. Like, get the fuck out of here. Pull his underwear over his head, see his butthole. Just take a peek, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kid. Good looking kid.
Henry Rowengardner.
What's he doing now?
Hey, Henry Rowengardner. Is he still? Wasn't he in American
Pie?
American Pie. Is that the right guy?
No.
What's he doing now?
The guy who fucks the pie.
No, that's Jason Biggs. No, okay. This guy was in American Pie. I think.
Was he? That's also 15 years after this.
Can you believe they let him wear a Cubs jersey, Tommy? No fastball.
You know, that's why they were cursed for so fucking long. Speaking of, dude, Trout.
Oh, man.
We almost had him.
I don't think we almost had him. We just dumped a bunch of money to Bryce Harper.
Of course we did, as we should.
I thought the only chance we were getting Harper is if he was like, I just want to win a World Series in Philly.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a chance, but he would have had to take, like, pennies on the dollar.
Yeah. Probably down to $200 million as opposed to $450 million.
They're saying that he's still underpaid.
Well, he's breaking, you know, the almost every record.
Yeah.
From his inception.
Where's he from, by the way? Do you know where he's from?
South Jersey or mid-Jersey, I believe. Is that real? I don't know.
I know he's like
I think he's somewhere in Jersey. That's why he became like a Philly fan.
Did you ever have a look in the majors? Ever have a look?
No, God, no. My best friend got drafted by the Red Sox. He was lights out, but he got drafted at 23, which is like fucking
late.
Yeah,
you're still kicking around,
fighting against 16-year-old Dominicans in the fucking farm system.
Yeah,
seriously, 17 years old. He said he would go into a dugout, and it's like you're 23, just starting in the Triple A. You're already toast. He was getting better numbers. He was.
Homers. Like, invest in this.
It's all based on signing bonus. So if the club signs the first baseman that you're up against to $300,000 signing bonus, they give you 30. No matter how good you are in your production, they have to put this kid up.
Because they got more money into him.
Bingo. Yeah. It's not even about winning. It's just about getting reps.
Is he done?
Yeah, he's an ATF agent. He's a fucking badass with a gun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great stories. I don't know if I could speak about it. He's got some. I'm trying to get him on here.
Yeah,
I don't know how much he can.
Can't.
No, there's a few that are like he went undercover for like 3 years, in one little sector that I can't. God, I can't. I want to say it so fucking bad. I've made this mistake before. Can't talk.
Montgomery County.
Yeah, undercover Montgomery County. He killed your dad.
I know. I paid him.
And just so you know, you were right. He was the dude in American Pie.
Yes.
Tara Reid.
Well, let me see. Tara Reid.
Dude, she is a mess.
Oh, my God. Pull up a recent of Tara Reid.
Look at her arm.
Oh, my God. This is good.
It's an arm of a 90-year-old.
This is good, actually, for her.
He looks like shit.
He looks like he owns a pool cleaning business.
He does. or a gelato, a gelato joint.
Yeah,
gelateria.
He's just like, he's like a waiter at a cafe.
Is this recent?
No, dude, her, she's in, like, she's skinny, man.
Yeah, she worse than what's that other pig's name? Redhead. You used to have.
Oh, Lohan?
Lohan. God, she is a fucking monster.
Yeah, I haven't heard much. I mean, I'm not.
You see the ads for that, like, that MTV show she's got going on where she's like.
Yeah, dude, what?
She's insane.
They're like in Greece or something?
I don't know. It's it's some like some resort, and she's like dancing around, and she's so crazy.
Who's green lighting this stuff?
I don't know. I mean,
let's actually use Lindsay Lohan as
well. It's
as
a shame because she's a fucking train wreck, and they're just watching her demise. When I say they are, I mean I am. She still has great boobs. The rest of her is like a skeleton, you know, melting off a hanger. But
there's Tara now.
Oh man.
So, yeah, who is that? Like that doesn't look anything like her.
Today Show. Man.
God, she looks like a chicken nugget under a fryer.
Oof.
Hot eight.
Dude, she looks like an Aunt Deb.
Oh God.
She used to be so hot. What's wrong?
I know.
That's a mental disorder. That's a shame. Oh. She looks like, what's that old lady in, that's the movie where she gets cum in her hair.
Oh.
Cameron Diaz?
Yeah, what's the old lady in there?
Something about Mary.
Yes.
Magda. Oh, Magda.
She looks like fucking Magda. God, this is part of the game that that we play. I start a conversation, then I give you clues, and you come up with,
a little, like, shitty celebrity trivia.
Even her
What's
bikini,
it like, Tommy, being a celebrity?
Boy, I don't know.
Dude, you were in a Super Bowl commercial. Oh, my God.
You know what? To be honest with you, the biggest takeaway from that whole situation was I got recognized at the gym by a lot of guys that I respected. Yeah. No, not the Equinox. They weren't ready for that. Also, everyone at the Equinox has like 7 Super Bowl commercials on their belt.
You go to Planet Fitness, you're like,
yeah, oh, dude, it was crazy. This dude tried to put me on his shoulders, and it was weird. No, but yeah, people came up to me like, yo, were you in a commercial?
Did you bite that?
Like, yeah, totally. Will you spot me? And I have no idea, Tyler. But one day I'll look like fucking Magda on a beach.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose all this fucking roped muscle. All this. Tell us about golf.
You have a good golf swing, man.
I do have a good golf swing, right?
Yeah, you do. It's crazy. That's another thing. I worked at a golf store, and Tommy, being the celebrity and independently wealthy man, he would just come in while I was at work and
try and get a good deal.
Yeah.
And guess what happened? For a year straight, you fleeced me for a nice driver.
I didn't fleece you. I have no pool. Fleeced. I had no pool.
You fucking fleeced me.
I'm the shoe man. I let people try on shoes.
Introduce me to fucking Luigi, that guy who looks like he spins pizzas. Yeah, Tony.
Tony once a day says when in Rome. That guy says when in Rome at least once a day. This is, but he's a good guy.
He's a great guy. He's a
you do
guy.
Have a good golf swing. That's another, like, you're just naturally good at shit.
Yeah,
it bothers me.
Why?
Because I'm not.
That's not true. You're a scratch golfer.
No, I'm not. And I can't.
Used to be?
Yeah, I used to be better, but. And lost it very quickly. You don't lose anything.
That's not true. You're going to...
Look at your hair. You haven't put fucking product in it, and it still looks like you just stepped off set.
This is great.
I'm with you, Tyler.
Right?
It's like, hard for those people to know, but there's people that are just good at everything. They don't even know
guys,
that they're doing it well.
It's almost like I told you I have cancer, and you're just coming at me with all these compliments, because this is fucking... Is this what happens when Shane's not here?
I wasn't saying that specifically about you. I was just saying they're people that are.
Oh, all right. Fuck you then.
No body fat, just good at stuff.
I work on the body fat. I do that. I drink 6-7 beers.
Yeah.
That's 1,000, maybe 1,500 calories.
Dude, I'm going to gain 3 pounds from this beer.
If you do something tomorrow, shed it.
Yeah, but I got to lose. That's the thing. You
Intermittent fasting.
It's not intermittent fat. That's bullshit, man.
It's not bullshit.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not doing it. I know it probably works. Yeah, right. Sure. Don't eat until 5 p.m. every day, and then when you do, eat a cracker. Yeah, it'll work.
No, I just had a fucking double fried chicken sandwich, a hot dog.
Well, you're doing intermittent fasting?
Yeah, I fasted for 20, almost 22 hours.
Yeah, I'm not doing that shit. I'm hungry. Like, I like to eat late at night.
Well, you know what? Maybe it's just not all natural then.
Maybe.
That's what I'm telling
you. Golf swing is, though.
Golf swing. Also, took a lot of work.
Yeah, you were probably, like, secretly practicing.
That's the one sport I wish I played, though.
Yeah, it's the best sport. You can drink.
I trade all that shit in. All those fucking hours, and you can't get by on it like a basketball scholarship. You're just a regular.
No.
The odds are so stacked against you. I'm a 5'10 quarterback. Suck my dick.
Yeah.
There's only a couple Doug Fluties in the world. You're not going to make it.
No, you're right.
And of course, just you. Just you. Your raw talents.
Cigarette. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
All right, let's go out soon.
All right.
Spring is here. Spring has sprung.
You know, today.
Spring sprung today.
Today. Spring has sprung.
You know how many flowers are growing through your dad's fucking...
Better than weeds.
I'm just trying to talk you through it. You know, I want to make sure.
I'm fine. I don't have nightmares. It doesn't come up. It hasn't torn apart
you
my family.
About
no.
It?
No.
Do you?
No.
How's your brother's relationship going?
The romance?
No.
Or with who? With
you and your brother. Yeah, I thought you guys were like kind of.
Yeah, we're fine. We don't ever talk. But
What about the Dukes?
How are the Dukes doing? They're good.
Yeah.
Ryan, you can't talk about anything. He tore his ACL on the snowboard mountain last Saturday. So.
Is that like a Coke joke?
No. Well, I mean,
I can see him tearing a calf muscle trying to fucking rip a rail. That kid's a fucking animal.
Yeah, they're the best, man.
Are they still coming out to shows for you?
Nah. Yeah, they do. I haven't had many shows.
So. The last show we did, he got kicked out of. Did he not?
Or he fought? Older brother. No, they both.
They fought in the parking lot with
their
dad.
Brothers fought. Yeah.
With the dad.
Yeah.
Jesus, fuck, dude.
Dude, why would you want to leave the area? That's the thing. This is like you now living in New York City. That's where you came from. You came from places like that. Don't you have like this magnetic pull back to this like
for roughly 24 hours?
And then you want to
when
get
I get there, I'm like, oh, this is fucking great.
I love it, man.
And then I see some dickhead that's either trying to initiate
a fight
or say something smart ass because they want a rebuttal, and then you're like, well, I don't have the wherewithal to walk away from this, so you fight. Yeah, and you don't want to do that.
How many fights have you been in over under? 30? Over?
In my life?
Yeah. Fist fights. 30? Over 30?
Yeah. Over 30.
Under 50?
Probably.
Jesus Christ.
In college, I think we had like. I would say 20.
What's your record?
What?
What's your record?
Can you go 16-0 when you only fight 30 times? I got fucked up a few times. Not one-on-one, though. Never one-on-one. All my face cards are from the greatest fight of all time that I've told too many times. I won't tell.
I love that.
I didn't even tell it here. I won't tell it again. But it's fucking unbelievable. It was the greatest time of my life. Still to this day, if someone's like, what?
That's your varsity story.
Equinox and then getting a bottle across the face and fighting on three floors of a bar like it was fucking Roadhouse. God damn it, I'm hard.
Man, I don't.
What a wonderful time. What's the best fight you've ever been in?
I'm 0-1.
You've only fought one time against your dad?
No.
Actually, you're 1-1 because he lost
the long game. I played the long game. I'm like, I'm going to get you. Not today.
Does dead flesh bruise? Because wouldn't it be great if you just gave one shot when he was laying there?
No, I'm on one. It's an embarrassing story. This is a bad story.
That's
for me.
I want to hear it.
All right.
Best stories are embarrassing.
You know my buddy Dustin, right? He's a fighter. And we are up at Kutztown University.
I fought in Kutztown.
Yeah. It's a fighting. Yeah, it's great.
So bad there. I mean, like, terrible.
Yeah, the college bars. It's all there is to do after the bars let out is fight someone or eat pizza.
It's like Pittsburgh's asshole. It's worse than Pittsburgh.
Yeah. So my friend was talking to this girl, and he was trying to impress her, so these meatheads were leaving the pizza shop we were at, and they bumped into her, and he was going to fight for her honor. And he followed these group of meatheads.
Wait, Dustin's the one with the ears, right? Doesn't he have cauliflower ears?
Yeah. He's a tough guy.
He's a wrestler.
Mm-hmm. So he follows these, there's like four of them, follows them away, and waited till we got out of screaming distance. And I caught up to him, and I'm like, I didn't want to fight. I was trying to get him out of the fight. I don't want to fight. We're outnumbered, number one. So he reaches these guys, and he's like, hey, you hit my girl back there. And immediately they start freaking out. Like, we're going to fight these guys. Let's kill them. Go to the car, get the gun. And Dustin's like, get your gun, dude. Get your gun.
Oh, my God.
Like, we don't have a gun.
Yeah.
Right? There's four. So, you know, so there's this, and now a crowd's forming, you know, and a semicircle's there. People are, you know, yelling at each other. And I get whacked, like sucker punched. And everybody starts cheering. Everybody. The crowd that's formed is cheering. And I'm like, they've turned on me. What is going on? And I see this dude's dancing around. He hit me. They're like, yo, Lenny hit him. Lenny hit him.
His name was Lenny.
Lenny hit him. And so I look over and Lenny's going like this, but his one, he has an alligator arm. He had a short arm. I didn't get beat up by him. He hit me with the good arm.
He had one of these?
That was not the arm that hit me, though. I swear to God.
He was left.
He hit me with the left, but he did have...
Everybody's bad arm, dude. Even left-handers are like, I can't
whatever.
Punch like this.
You're telling me that's his bad arm? He's done everything with that arm. That's his good arm.
No, you get close enough. It's so fucking,
I'm in this... So I just
tenderizer.
I just get, like, sucker punched, and everybody is, like, cheering for the kid, because they're feeling good for him.
Yeah, yeah.
He's won the crowd over. And I have to, like, what do I do? Do I fight Lenny and
sounds beat like up an a Adam guy? Sandler movie.
Like, or do worse, does he kick the shit out of me?
Yes.
You know, I fight back, and Lenny gets me, chokes me out, and now I'm choked out.
Wait,
that didn't happen. That's how he was. He had a hoodie, so I didn't see, I saw Lenny. I didn't see the hand because it was in his thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I get hit, and then I see him. I'm like, oh, the hand that he was hiding was that wasn't a good. So I had no choice but to just get hit.
Yes, dude.
Dude, I'm not kidding you. There was probably 20 people. 20 of them saw him sucker punch me, which in any other context...
would be bad.
Would be. People would jump in.
Yeah, yeah.
They turned and they were cheering for him.
Yes, dude.
As I'm like, that still hurt my face.
Dude, if I was... You know, if I
what
was
would you have done? Would you have fought the kid?
Yes. I would have made his other hand look like it went through a fucking meat chopper or whatever the fuck. Was it like a natural, like was one
it
of
those? It was this, you know, 3-6 Mafia those, guy?
Nice tadpole.
3-6 Mafia guy has the same thing.
Oh, what about that linebacker who's his brother, or he's a cornerback? He just got drafted by the Seahawks.
I think it's...
That dude's like one of those things, like an elbow with fingers on it.
Yeah, it's like that. It's like that.
But those like trolley gummy bear octopus things?
Yeah. I don't understand his confidence in hitting me. He must have looked at me and thought, "There's like this is the kid to hit. I've been waiting my whole life to hit somebody without much consequence, and this is the kid to
you
do it."
You probably only do without product in your hair. You're like dry hair dudes or fucking pussies. Yeah.
This kid looks like...
You ain't gelled up, dude. You're taking this
dumb and dumber.
You're taking this one and a half real quick.
Yeah, I just got hit. Everybody's he's jumping around. And he had the balls to be like this.
You mean like this?
Displaying it in my face, rubbing my face in it.
So you only got hit once and then backed off, and you were like,
"Yeah." He backed off and took the support from the crowd and just rode that wave. And then
what kind of fight were you in that like allowed for this?
Well, it de-escalated.
You're in a fucking ring?
No. Well, they formed a ring. That's the thing. Everybody was talking shit. This like ring came, and as the ring formed, these guys were going nuts. Immediately, screaming. So people started to come around, form this ring, like a stadium, luckily for me, obviously, for the crowd to form.
Good thing it wasn't your hometown.
Yeah.
I didn't know anyone there, right?
No, except for the girls that we were with that, obviously, that...
Is this the girl that broke up with you when you got beat up by a wheelchair kid?
This is after that. This is like a couple months after. Like, I went through a rough string of like things like... You don't go. I've never been back to Kutztown.
Yeah.
31 years old. That happened 10 years ago.
It's a mental block.
I'll never go back.
Get out of here. Is that real?
The story?
Let's set up a trip. No, I believe the story.
The story's real. I'd love to see where the kid is right now.
The fight that I was in Kutztown was with my buddy, who's the ATF agent.
And really?
He was dressed like he was dressed in leotards, like a WWF guy. And it was me and my brother, him and his brother. And my brother put his like leg out and like... this dude tripped over his foot and got smart. And our fight took us all out the front door, and like we squeezed and funneled through. And I remember like when I got off and saw like a clear path, he was in leotards. His top was all the way down, so it was just his tits are out. And his wig is like sideways. And he's uppercutting this dude. It looked so much like the WWF guy he was trying to emulate.
Is it Halloween?
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, Halloween weekend.
Yeah, hell yeah.
But we were way too old. We were like 25. Like, we were beyond. College was over. I wasn't dressed in anything. And he's like, I'm fucked. He went as like Rowdy Roddy Piper.
I love that. People forget they're in costumes and they're fighting.
It's unbelievable.
And girls are like dressed as Ninja Turtles.
His wig was falling off. His tit was out and he was like just fucking
hammering on somebody.
Just uppercutting this dude.
What was he dressed as?
Unbelievable. Of Rowdy Roddy Piper. like a women's, like, you know, bleached wig across half his face, just fucking smoking this dude in the mug.
That's what my buddy was on Halloween. He got into a fight. He was dressed as a computer. he kept the box on.
Yeah. It's Piper. But no, maybe it wasn't Piper. Maybe it wasn't Piper. Who's the blonde? Definitely wasn't Piper. Blonde, and he wore like red tights.
Hulk Hogan.
Just being, maybe it was Hogan. I don't know. I wasn't a fucking twonk. God, it's so funny. And you don't think, like, the joke there is like in Halloween, you only talk about the women on their walk of shame the next morning. You know, dragging a heel dressed like fucking Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, you don't talk about...
You don't think about the dudes dressed like... Just
funny. Faces too sort of washes face
so
paint
funny,
off.
Dude. Him and I were like, we dressed like people. Like, that was... We were the tandem. We were like the...
Oh, wrestling tandem?
No, not just wrestling, but every year we picked a costume. And we were known for having like the best costume. And one year, thank God, again, to go back to like not having pictures, like to permanently capture these moments. One year was just after Abu Ghraib, and he dressed as that cop that got, remember he had like those gloves?
Yeah.
He's in full cop gear with like bright blue gloves, and he put a leash on me, and I had an orange jumpsuit. So I got on all fours, and we just went out to like Finnegan's Wake on like 3rd Street in fucking Spring Garden. Like, we went to these bars where you would have contests, and we'd almost always come within like a, you know, first, second, third. And one year, we didn't know what we were going to be. It was the night of Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't figure it out, and we're down in his parents' basement. I mean, just saying that is sad. We're probably 22 years old, and all of a sudden he goes, I got it, and he looks in the corner of his parents' basement, and there's a giant, white, full-size, stuffed Siberian tiger, and this was just after Siegfried and Roy, the accident where he got bit in the neck.
No way.
Yeah. So he tells me with the costume, I'm like, this is fucking incredible. Unbelievable. No, it was like weeks, maybe a week, week and a half. No one would think
like
this.
That's very
good. Also, no one would have access to a full-size tiger. And how he came up with he's going to be the dude who got bit is because he's 6'4".
Right.
And the tiger was literally full-size, that when he tied the paws around his neck permanently, the back feet didn't drag. For me, half the fucking things was crawling on the floor. So it's like, I'll be... Whatever, Siegfried, whatever fucking dude got bit. And I was just the other guy, right? Yeah. So we go to this this Halloween store that's the Indian Post or something it's called. Famous Halloween store. You know you're from a white trash town when you have a famous Halloween store.
Right.
And we got the latex. He puts the glued latex, some blood, and we go out and we get sequin suits. So they're Elvis suits. Yeah. He's wearing an all-white sequin Elvis suit. I'm wearing an all-black sequin Elvis suit. We walk up. This place is mobbed. It's fucked. The bar is mobbed. There's people around the block waiting to get in. Once you get in, you can't find a drink unless someone comes around and hands you stuff. And throughout the night, they would take the top 10. Like, at one point when the costume competition started, some anonymous people would go around, and they would tap you and be like, you're in the running.
Uh-huh.
And if you're top 10, you go in the back, place is fucking nuts, they stand you up in the bar, and they parade you around the bar. It's a big, long bend like this.
Everybody's drunk.
Everybody's fucking having, you're looking down. It's like, for me, it was the first time I ever performed, because I was like, I've never seen anybody want me to do anything. I was like, this is so exciting. And you can only see their heads because you're like 4 feet up.
You're just the other guy.
That was the worst part. So like, anytime he went to take a piss, I was just a fucking Puerto Rican in a sequin suit. I had no other costume. I just looked like a gay dude drinking a Bud Light.
You know it's Halloween.
What are you doing, dude? Call your dad.
The green door is like 2 blocks away from me.
So they paraded us up and down this bar, and the guy would like he'd hold a hand over each person. They broke it down to the top 5.
Did he put one over you, and then one over?
Like, no. So they brought, oh, it was top four, and there was one dude, then us, and then somebody else, and then another person, and they held their hand over the first person, and there was like somewhat of a cheer, and by the time they got to the second person, the entire bar was screaming Siegfried and Roy. And when I tell you, this is so sad, it was the greatest night of my life. I felt, I was like, this is what life was. They gave us $600 in cash. I remember we split it at the bar. I put it underneath, like, I was wearing, like, work boots.
You had no pockets.
I took a girl home to, like, the Red Roof Inn on fucking, yeah.
Can you imagine that girl waking up with the other guy?
The other guy, yeah. She probably thought it was amazing, because that's how we met them. Like, we went into, like, this little booth.
She and a partner?
It was us two, yeah, and yeah. She had this other girl, and when we split up, she was probably like, well...
I wanted the tiger.
Yeah, where's the tiger going?
You got sloppy seconds of a Halloween costume.
Well, I took her to a Red Roof Inn in Northeast Philadelphia. Good fucking Lord.
She probably woke up at like 4 a.m. There's just sequins outfit on the floor.
Anyway, that's how I had my first child. That's my little Halloween baby. Yeah.
Now look at you performing all over the country.
That's what
in your clothes.
That gave me the egg, yeah. God damn it. Anyway, thanks for sticking around for that.
I don't know. You're like a professional drinker to me. All your stories and our stories together are some of the craziest. Like when you come to town to do a show, all my friends are like, Tommy's coming, awesome. But also, we're going to be careful this time.
Yeah. Well, I think I get that a lot from like just friends too. Like I need to pace myself. They get excited and they go one for one.
Uh-huh.
And I meet them at like 4 and the show's at like 8. I'm like, just take the breaks, you know? Or we end up getting drugs and you know, shuffling off to some weird fucking part of town. What's the weirdest drug story you have? Do you have any drug stories?
I mean, yeah.
You can't talk about it.
I guess I could. I got when I was in college, I'd never smoked weed before. And the party was drinking, right? Everybody was drinking, and I smoked weed for the first time. And they said, you ever hear that you won't get high the first time you smoke?
Yeah.
It's a lie. They lie.
Of course. I never believed it.
I believed it, so I didn't feel it right away. I'm like, yeah, I don't feel it.
How old were you?
18. And so we're at this party, and I got, like, scared. I'm checking my pulse, like watching the clock. And people are worried about me. There's, like, people on rotation watching over me. They're like, dude, you don't look good. Something's up. And I was the one at the party that I'm ruining the party, right? Everybody's shit-faced. And then a knock on the door. The cops are there. Everybody scatters, right? We all make it outside. And... so like, we got to get the hell out of here, but nobody can drive. Like, but Tyler hasn't drank. He can drive. I'm like, you guys were monitoring me 5 minutes ago. And like, yeah, but we'll go to Taco Bell. And I'm like, all right, let's do this shit right now. And that's like the first time I smoked weed. And I don't really do drugs.
Wait, that's your drug story?
That's my drug story.
Oh, my God, Tyler.
I don't do drugs.
Good for you. I thought I was going to get like, I shit myself in a cop car.
No. No cops.
Never. You never had like any weird like, no hookers. No like. You never been in like a crack den or. I don't know. I'm not joking.
There was no trauma involved, so I guess I forgot.
You forgot them all.
I don't know if I could tell.
I have a bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, but one that I come back to. I've never told this story before, especially not on this show. But I got picked up from. A week in Philly. I did like a feature week in Philly. Yeah. I picked up this like street girl who was good looking. And then she's like, do you want a cigarette? And I was like, what? There was like no one around. It was like 1:30, 2 o'clock. And then she talked me into like going to her place. And she took a cab from Center City, 18th and Samson, all the way to Northeast Philly, which is like 35 minutes. It's a fucking hike. And she shows up at this and doing bumps of coke in the back of the taxi, and then show up at this house, this stranded, secluded house in Northeast Philly. And it was like the scene in Home Alone where you see like the Michael Jordan thing like rolling around.
Scared?
Yes.
Were you just
100%? I wasn't scared at first, and I'll tell you what really fucking shook me. I don't know. Did I tell this story? No. Okay.
Doesn't ring a bell. Yeah.
So
you guys like my crazy weed story, right?
Awesome. So we walk
really
in.
Crazy, huh? That time
we
was
walk
that
in, and she makes a beeline for the kitchen. We walk in, and I can there's a hustle and bustle. There's it's a lively party. And not with the
young
with
like
the right characters. No, okay. I was 30.
Okay, so you're not like
recent. Yeah, well, not recent. I'm 39, so yeah. it was a while ago. But it was like I'm recent in the comedy.
Like who's in this
house? 31, 32. So it was a 3-story giant secluded home on a dead end street in Northeast Philly, like Bustleton and Byberry, like bad part of Northeast. And I walk in. She sits me on the couch. There's people around. I'm just trying to be friendly, and everyone's like, I could tell people are fucked up. I mean, I'm drunk and high, and there's a lot of activity, a lot of colored people, a lot of white people, a lot of Asian people. I mean, I meant colored as in like different colors.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't say colored people. It's very racist. Honestly, that's the worst thing you could call anyone of color. Colored. Never say that.
What about you look over there?
Like, a lot of people of colors, different colors. Tom, shut the fuck up and tell the story. So this girl makes a beeline for the kitchen. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to follow her because I'm nervous. So I sit on the couch. I'm trying to blend in like, well, maybe if I can just get a beer. This dude walks up to me. Kind of reminds me of like Joe Mayo. Remember Joe Mayo? Like,
yeah.
Some older cat comes up. He's like, yeah, what's going on, bro? Fucking, yeah, you want a beer? And I was like, yeah, please. Thank you so much. And I'm like trying to be all polite, which is sticking out even worse. And then I start like, all right, well, don't be such a polite dude. I'm like, yeah, dude, beer here is fucking cool. You know, so I'm trying to act cool.
So they saw the flip?
Yeah, they saw the hard
what
turn.
What is like, up with this dude,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, I'm not a cop. You're a cop. I'm not a cop. Yeah. I get into the kitchen. As soon as I enter the kitchen, like, there's spoons on the fucking burners. God. People are cooking meth and heroin. And I see the girl, and she's like, oh, hey, baby, just wait in there. And I was like, okay, I was just going to get a beer. He sits me down for a beer. And then finally, I'm finishing this beer by myself on the couch. I don't know how much time passed, maybe 20 minutes. I got to piss. So now I'm trying to find this old dude to look for the bathroom. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go upstairs. I'm going to find the bathroom myself. This is when I got scared. Go up the steps. There's 3 bedrooms. I pass one bedroom. It's faint lighting of someone getting fucked. And it's like multiple people. I don't know if it was like a train or an orgy. Just a lot of...
Yeah, you weren't there for that.
A lot of noises. I didn't see how it started.
You know, there's just like romance.
Oh boy. So I was afraid to like lock eyes, kept walking. Another room. It was cracked. Noises. Couldn't hear. Couldn't see anything in that one too much. Then I'm what I assume was the bathroom. I go to grab the knob. This is when I really got scared. Some dude walks out. And when a man that's super scary stares at you, like I was such a coward. Like I consider myself tough sometimes, but like I can at least pretend to be tough. Uh-huh. This dude looked through me, and I was like, "Oh man!" Like
yeah, this
he already
is serious
had
people.
Yeah, he was fucking serious, and he had like legit teardrops. Yeah. It wasn't like some fucking corny dude. He walked out, and he had a wife beater, and he was so soulless and angry, and he wasn't even trying to like peacock feather me. He was just like fucking just dead inside to begin with. And I was so...
You got product in your hair and you're like,
my hair was perfect. And I was like, literally fucked me up. I pissed, went downstairs and went right out outside. I was like, this is an environment that either he like wants me dead or if I stick around long enough, I'll get fucked up. Beat the fuck out of.
Yeah.
I walk out the house and I start like walking down the street. Fucking old Mayo walks out or leans out the top window and he's like, yo, Tommy, yo, come back anytime you want. And I was like, okay, thank you. Thank you. And I just ran. And I ran for probably a mile and a half, 2 miles to get to a main
road.
No cell phone. I had no means to call anyone. Had to go to a main drag.
You get a cab.
Leave a cab. And thank God I had like $30 on me. And I was like, just take me anywhere you can towards Center City. And they couldn't even reach me to Center City. And you're like Northern Liberty Center.
Did you learn a lesson?
No.
No.
No, no. Absolutely not. I'm still friends with him.
He's on next week.
Yeah. Kerry's the girl I met.
That's Mayo's sister out there. I'm in love.
I think that was the scariest, but I've been in whorehouses and crazy shit that I was.
I've been in scary. It just didn't involve. I don't do like I was in Baltimore.
If you don't do drugs, it's not that scary because your mind.
Yeah, but
you're,
I drink.
Oh, fuck.
Drinking is worse sometimes.
No, drinking's fine. I was in
Baltimore because I didn't know Baltimore cabs don't take cards. And we were trying to go back to my buddy's house, who wasn't answering in his phone. And we were like, yo, where do we put the card in? Like, when we get there, he's like, what are you talking about? There's no, it's cash only. And we're like, we don't have cash. So he like, we're in a bad neighborhood. And he tries to take us to this bank. And you have to put the key, the card into the bank to get in. We can't get in this bank. This dude just curbs us, like leaves us.
In Baltimore.
Like, we're like these two white dudes. We're wearing like polos.
Yeah.
And it was like 30 seconds before people start sniffing us out that we shouldn't be there.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, you know, it's about to go down, you know? So, and we had to, we finally found my buddy's car and we slept in the street, but we took turns. Somebody sleeps.
You slept in the street?
Yeah. For like 4 hours, we had to sleep.
Oh my God.
One person stayed awake and the other one slept.
You told the fucking weed story before sleeping on the street in Baltimore?
It involved drugs. I don't, you know?
It's still crazier.
Yeah, I know, but that was my only drug story of that I partook in.
That's
but
a drug?
That's what I'm saying. You just told me it wasn't.
I'm trying to blame this on you. That's a wonderful story.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
So you could relax enough to sleep on the streets of Baltimore.
You rolled under the car to sleep, and the other person sat on the steps to watch you.
My buddy Cooch got so fucked up at a party on Drexel's campus that he was like, I'm just going to go sleep in my car. And I was like, don't do it. It's West Philly.
Yeah.
Don't do it. He woke up to a dude holding a gun, only took his keys, and robbed him of his change. And then he comes back in. He's like, some dude just held me up for my car keys. And I was like, dude, he's coming back for the car.
Yeah.
And he goes, nah, he won't. I'll call the cops. The cops were like, yeah, we'll keep an eye out for you. I'm like, it's West Philly.
Yeah.
Car was gone as soon as he woke up. Just imagine stealing car keys and going, I'll come back.
Yeah.
Not like being scared. It's a trap. Dude,
the thing, I think that's
it was lawless.
And you tell stories to people. And it's almost like, because I'm not from Philly, but I spent a lot of time there. You know, you forget, like, you'll talk to people from outside of, like, the Northeast area, and they're like, that's insane.
Yeah.
But you just, like, I remember it was my 21st birthday. We went out in the Old City, and my buddy Joe lived in Center City at the time. Like, it was, like, doing some internship. And my friend Matt got so shit-faced, he had to leave early. And we're like, no, a different Matt. And we gave the kid Matt, my friend Joe's keys, and we're like, listen, your only job is to not lose these keys. We've paid the cab. They're dropping you off in front of the building. Just go, take the key. The doorman will walk you up to the thing. Just don't lose the key.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep this key.
Yeah.
He calls us 20 minutes later. He's like, guys, I lost the key. And we went ballistic on this guy. So he disappears. He gets upset, and he disappears. We can't find him. And I get a call the next morning, hey, we still can't find Matt. You know, we've called the hospitals and everything. We don't know where he is. So and I'll never forget this. I still feel bad about this because there's these cops on South Street, and we walked up to him. We're like, and as we're walking up to the cop, a brother and sister is also walking up to the cop, and they're crying. Like, our little brother's, like, we don't know where he went. And we're like, so we're still scared. Because we think he's like, we're like, our friend's missing. So the cops take us. I'm in the back of a cop car with my two buddies, and we're driving around Philly, and they're calling, the cops are calling hospitals. They're looking at all the places that you would look. And it gets to this point where they're like, guys, you know, I've been doing this a long time. Your friend, it's been a bunch of hours. If he hasn't turned up now, it's bad.
Oh my God.
You know, it's going to be bad. So we're going to have to call his parents. And we're like, fuck that. You're not calling his parents. Like, they're going to get so, like, can we just look? Like, no, we called all the hospitals, no sign of him. We have to call his parents. So they call his parents, and they're like, hey, this is officer so-and-so of the Philadelphia Police Department. We're calling in regards to your son.
He's home.
And they're like, oh, okay. He's upstairs, right? He's like, yeah, no, his dad just drove down in the middle of the night. He was upset that he lost his friend's keys. He picked them up. And we're in the back of this cop car, and we probably stopped the missing persons that was missing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know? Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's so great. All right, buddy, let's wrap it up. Anything to plug?
No, I just, contrary to, I miss my dad, you know?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry to start it off like that.
No,
yeah.
But I appreciate Tommy's company just as much.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm your dad that's still alive.
You look like in those glasses.
You could put flowers next to my grave.
I will.
Yeah. Do you visit your dad's grave?
No.
Yeah, I'm not that type either.
Fuck.
My family never was.
No,
we don't
it's
like
a place that it's weird.
Yeah. Never once did my mom or dad like, let's go visit my mom. It's like, yeah. Nah.
I mean, my mom does it, and like I'll go like holidays, but there's no significance to me. Like it's just like there's other memories. Like memories are more important.
You don't get on one knee and like the wind like nestles your productless hair, and he's like, Dad, is that you? And he's like